Hello, everyone, and welcome to the European Show. I am your host, Mo Stewart. And with a relatively short period since our last show and another one to come in and around the winter breaks, today's show is going to be a little bit different. Now, since Freiburg were finally defeated, we're going to leave the Bundesliga aside for one show, and we are going to be going big on them in the next one anyway. Over in La Liga, the prodigal son has finally returned to Barcelona, so we took the opportunity to bring back our friend from the Barca Talk podcast, Pep Quiroga, to get the full lowdown on the start of the Xavi era. In France, Jonathan Johnson's going to be telling us about the battle developing below PSG for that final Champions League group stage place. And finally, Connor Clancy will return to report on the Milan derby and how it's affected the top of Serie A. So, as always, a bumper show to get through.
And so this week we've decided to start where the biggest stories are, which is what we always like to do. And undoubtedly the biggest story since we last spoke is the return of the prodigal son, well, another prodigal son, in Xavi Hernandez coming back to Barcelona. So there are lots of La Liga stories, but most of them will probably be ticking over by the time we next meet on December. So we're going to have a bit of a Barca fest here. And for that reason, I've brought with me host of the Barca Talk podcast, Gabriel Quiroga. Gab, welcome to the show. You must be on cloud nine right now.
Almost. I mean, we're definitely more positive as we last spoke, definitely. But there's still some lingering issues that are going on with the club, for example, injuries. So I'm not completely on cloud nine, but we'll see what happens, especially after the first match. But obviously the prodigal son coming, most Kool-Aids are very, very excited for him to come back.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. And well, I'm kind of surprised it's happened, because when we were last doing our show here in October, the thought was very much that Koeman was in a kind of a hard position to remove, if you think about the cost it would take, and obviously the cost it would get to get Xavi from Qatar would be, what, another 5 million euros. So there was a feeling where it was like he might just have to hang around for a while. So obviously the fact that that hasn't happened and it's moved up is surprising. Are you surprised? Because from Xavi's perspective, most of the talk was once the Qatar World Cup has happened, then he would look to Barcelona. So are you surprised that he decided to come a little earlier?
Yes. I mean, I've been clamoring for him to come in the offseason because I wanted Xavi to have the full offseason. But like you said, the money implication is so rough here in Barcelona. I mean, just alone with this 5 million euro to get Xavi as the coach, they had to split the fee. So that just kind of tells you how the financial situation is really bad in Barcelona. Now, you know, with Koeman, you know, this up and down that he had the start of the season, you know, every day we didn't know if he was going to stay or go. And so this is one of the things also that most Kool-Aids are, you know, kind of been negative with Koeman. And obviously the board is just the lack of organization. It seems like it's a very emotional type of thing that's happening from week to week before, especially after the matches with Koeman, and you didn't know if he was going to stay and if Laporta on the flight back was going to fire him. And that's actually what happened. And again, to me, I want to see, you know, Laporta basically came in on this dream of bringing back the, you know, the vision that he had. But one of the things that I didn't, or maybe I was more supportive of Victor Font, was his organization and his plan. Because now with football and the financial situation, I wanted more of a tactical leader in that sense, as opposed to an emotional leader. But, you know, he was able to bring Xavi. And again, we'll see what's going to happen. Again, it's going to be tricky, especially with the lack of players that Xavi has at his disposal.